Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Abid El Hassan. That over there is Juju Gotti. That's Black Trey. That's Jason Madison. That's Big Jerv. We got a hell of a show. I don't even know what's on the agenda because I, in my mind, I want to start with something specific based off the last thing that was said before we started recording. Patreon.com/count the dings. That's where you get to the Patreon. You get the extra content, the rewatchingtons, the special edition Cinephobes, the Discord, et cetera, et cetera. Make sure you are locked in there. All right. Let me jump right into it.
All right. So one, I'm a front runner. Yeah, two, yep. Yes, I like the Yankees and I played shortstop in high school. I was talking to Don earlier and he was like, you niggas is recording before week the football shit. Yes. Yeah. So we're gonna do a follow-up. I just wanted to get this in because I know we're close on time. Major injuries. Anthony Richardson.
Damn.
Concussion. Saquon Barkley. Sprained ankle.
A regular sprained ankle, though.
It's regular sprained ankle. Devontae Adams. Evaluated. Nick Chubb. The injury was very nasty.
Yeah.
Only MCL. Ooh. Which I thought it was going to be ACL. But that shit was gross. Yes. So Justin MCL? I don't know. Justin MCL. From a fantasy football update from our league, Purple Rain, Palm Tree P is leading us at 2-0. Team Bishop is 2-0. Salute to Cap. Jeremy CS is 2-0. Two in the gang, Sandman, 1-1. Team King BJ84, 1-1. Shouts to Cousin Bruce. At number 6, pick 6, Trayvon. 1-1. Team Skillsburg, also 1-1. Jerv and the Jervets, who we face off today, 1-1.
Slap you.
Slim Pickens, Quincy Chad, friend of the pod, 1-1. Tim Mays, 0-2. Team Juju Gotti, 0-2. And lastly, Team Jay Palmer, 0-2.
Yeah, bro, I fucked up. I left Saquon in. I'm in 3 leagues, man. That's my excuse. I'm in 3 different leagues. I left Saquon in this league. I almost left OBJ in. I got 2 niggas hurt. Man. I think I got Aaron Jones is hurt. I took him out, luckily. So I got 3 niggas that's hurt on my team already. It's only week 3, bro. So, you know, injuries. I'm just giving my report as a GM, as an owner of the squad. You know, this is what we're going through right now as a unit. You know, we got to step up to the plate and, you know, the next man up mentality. But at the same time, some of our, you know, biggest dogs are, you know, suffering right now. So, you know, we just got to come together collectively and get these wins, man. That's all I got to say.
Hey, Jason, your team is currently undefeated. You can talk your shit.
No, it's not. I lost to Quincy last week.
No. The 49ers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Niners, for sure. I was actually looking for my Niners sweater to put on for the pod, but I'll wait till later in the season. We got a couple of another easy wins, so it's all good. Yeah, you know, we're the juggernaut of the NFL right now. My boy Brock Sturdy, you know, he gets sturdy on him. He been, you know, sliding on niggas. And, you know, we ready for whoever. Yeah, go ahead, do that, Jerv. It's all good. Y'all look sloppy. I'm going to just say that. Y'all look sloppy right now.
Jerv, you 2-0.
Barely beat the Pats. We over here whooping boys. You know what I'm saying? We averaging 30 points a game. Like, come on,
Jerv. Jason, talk your shit, Jason.
We just got my boy January 6th paid up. You know what I'm saying? Through the next 2 years.
January 6th.
We rolling. You know, that's who Deion need to get. He need to get – a few more of them, you know what I'm saying? Jay Sitt on his team. And then, you know, they will look better on when they playing those juggernaut teams. But, yeah, man, Niners, we running the NFC right now. Go ahead, Jerv. Talk your shit, man.
Oh, my fault. It just seems like a pattern ever since, like, last year. Anytime the Niners open, anyone, like, was associated with the Niners, whether it be fans, the players or whatever, like, they always got to find a way to talk about us, and that shit's kind of crazy. Like, we just let you have your whole little whatever time. My man said, Jerv, talk about your team, and here go the Niners fans having to talk about their team when they talk about my team. Y'all do y'all thing, bro. Congratulations, yo. You know what I'm saying? Over here, we're just surviving and advancing, baby. It don't matter whether it look great. It don't matter if it looks sloppy. We get W's at the end of the day. We're going to keep getting these W's at the end of the day. We are undefeated. Last time I checked in the NFC, ain't nobody fucked with us yet. Nobody has taken us off our chair. And it's a lot of people below us that just be talking. I'm like, God damn, dog. We just trying to enjoy up here. And that's what we're going to continue to do, my brother. We just want to survive in advance. And when we play the team that's on our schedule, we will match up against that team for that week and give them the best version that we can possibly give that week. And I'm confident in my team. I like my squad.
Y'all going to have an interesting game.
Look, here we go.
On Monday.
Y'all 1-2, man. Talk to me. What's going on?
So it's been in the last week, you know, a couple of things happened. Like, we had the massive comeback down a lot against Atlanta, and that was invigorating. That was a great win. And then 4 days later, we got to play goddamn Niners, man, without Saquon. That shit ain't fair, man. Like, them Thursday night games is trash. I feel like they shouldn't count. They should be on a different thing. As far as I'm concerned, we're 1-1-1. That last one is a Thursday night loss. You know, we don't have to count that one. But it's all good, man. Saquon got a regular ankle sprain. Means he's going to be back. So the Super Bowl hopes are still alive. I kind of actually like it because now the odds are even more in my favor. I haven't placed that bet yet. But I'm going to look it up what it is right now. You know, like, this might even make my shit even bigger. I could have gone in at 6,500 plus 6,500 win the Super Bowl. Now I'm sure it's going to be even better. Hold on. It's loading. Loading. Here we go. New York Giants Super Bowl odds. What? How's that? Oh, plus 10,000 now, baby. Plus 10,000. I'm about to put this shit down right now, man.
Would you putting $10 on it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to turn out so crazy if it ever happened. You know, I got this good bad team. We just traded Cam Akers. We don't know what the fuck we doing. We in a way. We lost. It's the first day of school. We 1-1. We getting ready to play again. I don't know, man. I'm just here for the ride. You know, my quarterback over here volunteering to do a fucking Netflix doc. He not even really focused. He not locked in like he's supposed to.
That nigga don't want to be there no more, man.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying personally, tank for Shadur, Caleb. You know what I mean? Let's figure it out or something. But these niggas want to show up every day and have pride. So I don't know. I mean, yeah. But I'm just going to watch. That's it. That's all I can do is just watch, because at the end of the day, I can't talk to Jason Madison. I can't talk to Jerb. I can't sit at the table. You know what I mean? Amin, you can sit next to me on the couch.
Let's go.
We ain't about to do shit.
That's going to do it for us here on Black Opinions, Madam Motherfucker. Shout out to Juju. Shout out to Trey. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to Jerv. A reminder, patreon.com/countthedings is where the Patreon is. Why did I want to say paidinfull.com? I have no idea. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you get all that extra content. Shout out Usher in the Super Bowl halftime. I think that's the perfect pick. I saw some other shit they were having out there. I was like, do not have none of this bullshit. We want some real shit. So shout out to Jay-Z. I don't know if he's still doing that shit, or did he just do that shit to get that cap heat off of him. But if you're still doing that shit, Hope, thank you for getting us Usher, because that nigga puts on a show. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.